HXS.
Copy to HXS, N4ZLK. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Shane. How's Shane today?
Doing well. How is Dave?
I'm good. I got a bunch of calls I got to get to today, and then a bunch tomorrow. Then I put my car back in the shop for the air conditioning, and then I got calls on Saturday. And staying busy.
I heard you ID yesterday morning, but I couldn't get to the microphone. And then I didn't hear anything all day until Larry and Terry, and their other brother Terry, were talking last night about 6:30, and I jumped in there. But the radio was pretty quiet yesterday.
I know the joke. Daryl and Daryl, and my other brother Daryl. Yeah, that's an old one. He's showing your age, Shane.
Well, one of those things.
Hey, that's okay. Be proud of it. Be proud. We're still above the grass, you know.
Did you hear that Norm passed away yesterday?
Oh, from Cheers? The fella from Cheers?
Correct.
Oh, I liked him. He was funny. I think he was in an episode of MASH.
Well, I'm not sure. I never watched all those. I watched a few of them. They were on when I was a real little kid, so, you know, I'm not as old as other people on this frequency right now.
Oh. Well, I'm proud to say I am 62 years old, and I'm enjoying every minute of it. No, back in, I think it was 81 or 82, with the finale episode, we actually had a group of friends at the house and, you know, had like a little party of it, you know, for the last episode. So, yeah, that was, and I have it on my Amazon Prime. I have all the seasons and stuff, so I revisit it from time to time.
That holds the record for the most watched episode on television, that last episode, I believe.
I know it did for a long time. I don't know if anything has changed on that status. I haven't heard anything different, but yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it is. I like my Amazon Prime because some of the, I'll just say, nonsense that's on TV now, all those silly reality shows and stuff. Yeah.
I'm with you. I may have to go look up MASH and start watching it from the beginning. Take me back to the yesteryear.
Oh, that's okay. That was a good show. You know, there was a lot of people. A lot of the stories were actually true. You know, they consulted a lot of the Korean vets at that point, and they pulled them in, and you know, they got all kinds of, you know, set design things corrected and all that. So yeah, no, it was a pretty truthful show.
A few episodes I have seen over the years, I enjoyed them. So I just, I don't know. Maybe one day when I have nothing else to do and need something to watch, I will pull that one up and start on it.
There you go. I just got done watching for the third time. There's a, now you're probably going to look down on me for this, but there's a show called Lucifer over on Netflix. I got done there. There was three seasons on network TV, and then Netflix picked it up for season 4, 5, and 6. And that was a pretty interesting watch. You know, it's not what you think it is. You know, you hear Lucifer, you think the devil and all that, but you got to get the premise of the whole show. And the wind-up, you know, it's pretty spiritual.
So I may not be able to associate with you anymore.
Not going to do any incantations or anything.
I have not watched that show. I have seen it. You know, I know it's out there. But that's interesting. You know, a lot of times some things are not what they, you know, first take. You see the name, you think, okay, I'm not interested in that. And then it turns out to be something pretty good.
It actually is. I mean, not to give it away, but it is really, it's a show of, and I'm just going to say this, it's like the redemption of the devil. He learns to be human, and, you know, he actually learns when he gets towards the end of the series, you know, he's been redeemed. You know, it's pretty cool.
Interesting idea. Not the normal take on it. there was a show, and now this is a British comedy, and it was very good over there. And you know, a lot of our shows over here, like The Office, for instance, it originally was a British show, and I don't know if it did really well. And I actually tried to watch the British version. I'm a real big fan of British humor. My mother is British. I've been over there many times. My relatives, you know, I enjoy the British humor. The Office, yeah, I don't know. I couldn't really get into it. But there's a show that's on, that was a British show called Ghosts. That was just the name of it. And it ran for 5 or 6 seasons. That thing is absolutely funny. I've watched it several times. And every time I've watched it, I've picked up something else. Well, CBS came out with their version of it, and I could not get into it. I think I watched 7 or 8 episodes of the first season, and I didn't laugh one time. But if you like that kind of stuff, I enjoyed it. Now, I know it's not for everybody. It's a really funny take on ghosts, you know, and just that whole concept of ghostly being. And if you've probably seen the idea on CBS, too, but CBS's version is not funny.
I tell you what, I am a lover of British humor. I mean, way back to the Monty Python days and what the heck was his name? Oh, my God, I can't. I just had his name in my head. Benny Hill, all them folks way back in the day. Oh, yeah, no. Anyway, I got to make a quick stop here. I'm at the bank. I will catch up with you a little bit later.
I'm stopping there to keep those banks solvent. I guess you're making a deposit. All right, talk to you later. Nice chatting with you. KB2HXS N4ZLK.
All right, good enough, Shane. Be careful out there. We'll catch you later. KB2HXS is clear. 73.
Shane, NC9V.
NV N4ZLK. Good morning, Leon.
HD in the truck.
Kind of in and out, but I can hear you in there. I know it's a little difficult on an HD.
Pass we're going to wreck with a Swift driver trailer. It was like, I'd say the Swift driver cut and the bumper of the tractor trailer is not throwing a trailer. Got pulled off. Yeah, right here at Pelham.
Believe that would happen with a Swift driver.
Lady transport truck. Trailer.
I guess you know there's probably, or you probably know there's a whole internet video thing about Swift drivers, whether it's fair or not. But anyway, having a little trouble hearing you. You're breaking in and out. I'm not going to drop this trailer. I'm just pulling in. So talk to you later. I hope. Have a good day. NC9V N4ZLK.